Yes, after I tabled a motion in the House and we got it passed on Thursday, I received a number of threats direct from people in Harare. And on Sunday when I left Harare to drive back to Bulawayo, I was followed by the CIO. And 150 kilometers from Harare, we pulled off the road breakfast and they came and they stopped near my vehicle. And four people got out of the vehicle, one woman and three men. And they approached us and I was threatened, with physical violence and my life was threatened. They threatened to shoot me.
Do you know the people behind the death threats?
Yes, I got the name and the force number of the leader of the group, and I've now got the names of the three men. We're trying to find out who the woman was, but I've laid charges against them.
And the reasons?
What they said was I was being monitored, and basically if I didn't behave myself, they could do anything to me, they said. They could do anything to me. They even snipe at me from the side of the road. In other words, shoot me from the side of the road. I took this as a clear death threat, and I've laid charges accordingly against them in with the police in Bulawayo, and that's being investigated now.
But what is it about?
We've kicked over a real hornet's nest with this Meranke Diamonds issue. What I've discovered with Meranke is that in 2010, the total sales of diamonds from Meranke exceeded $4 billion, and the prejudice to the state was $2.7 billion. And further, we found out who's involved, and they really are a collection of criminals and thieves, and they're involved with the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation. It's totally illegal. It violates our own laws and it violates international regulations. But worst of all is, the fact that we could have doubled our budget last year, could have paid our salaries, paid decent salaries to civil servants, we could have fixed our schools, we could have given every school child a free education last year if we'd had that money. And here, these beggars have been sitting on this, have been keeping the money, have been abusing the money. People like the Minister of Mines, Mpofu, are spending millions of dollars on properties, businesses. It's a spending free. Last week he gave $150,000 out in his constituency for seed maize. It's just bizarre what these guys are doing. And it's all funded by diamonds. And these are really the property of the people of Zimbabwe. And we're not going to allow them to get away with this anymore. This is it. We're going to demand accountability on this issue.
So the motion you tabled in Parliament actually named some of the people behind the plunder.
We didn't name people in the motion, but in the debate, some of my colleagues in the House, particularly Chiquinha, Settlement Chiquinha from Mbizo in Kwekwe, he was very clear. He specifically set out the names of military officers involved and specific individuals. I didn't do that in my motion or my presentation. I simply dealt with the basic facts of the matter. But we put it out in open, and I think it really has embarrassed them very, very deeply. They had a problem yesterday at the Kimberley talks in the Congo, and the threats against me and the threats against my life, I think, are just the consequence of that. But they're not going to get away with it this time. Publicity is my biggest defense, and I'm quite prepared to take them on.
But what else can a parliament do besides just debating the issue in the House?
Well, now we've adopted the motion that I put forward. We're now forwarding that motion to the Prime Minister, who's the leader of the House, is responsible for the business of the House. It's a binding decision of Parliament now on the executive. So he will now take it to the Council of Ministers and then to Cabinet. Once the Cabinet has approved action, we then will take appropriate action to ensure that the situation in Meranke is brought under government control and the mining is conducted transparently and responsibly.
So I'm sure you're now aware that the KP has given a green light to Zimbabwe to sell diamonds. Your reaction to this?
The KP process is completely flawed. They have no understanding at all of the sense of this, and they have no idea of what's happening to the resources or what the money's being spent on. The human rights abuses at Meranke have been horrific and are well documented. I think the whole thing is a disgrace, but it doesn't really affect us here because we're going to proceed with our action. It means that we'll get another 25 or 30% for the diamond sales in the future. But hopefully they will be our sales as a country and not the sales from a mafia group in the Eastern Highlands. Yeah.